Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, Southwest Florida. It is a hump day Wednesday. We are ready to go, get you through the day. The next 4 hours live and local in your backyard from 2 to 6. I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Business as usual. We are good to go. Pete and I still a little bit under the weather. Chris may have to finish. We have to bring in the closer for the last hour. I don't know. We'll see if we can make it. But we'll give it our best shot. A lot going on today. Our phone number, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. That's also the Storybrooke Golf Club text line. Follow us on Twitter at 993ESPN. Follow me at CraigESPN. Follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Don't forget to download our app for free. And, of course, it encompasses our website, 993ESPN.com. Lots to get to here. Pete Shepherd, how are you? It's a rhetorical question. How are you? You're horrible. You feel horrible.
I can't stop coughing.
You look horrible.
No.
I mean, you look fine.
I don't feel bad. That I just, you know, like you're coughing all through the night. Comes and goes. I'm thinking it's on its last leg, though. I feel like it's ready to kick its
toss
ass.
And turn and toss. I want to know how Chris started coming down with this the same day, and within 12 hours he's perfectly fine. Is it because of his youth? I don't know. How are you not sick like the rest of us?
I think there's Crown Royal involved. That
yeah, you said it, not me.
Oh, did you burn it out?
No, apparently there's some antibody in Yingling that's keeping this thing at bay. Just it's pulling the Heisman pose, just a nice stiff arm on you guys got.
I never updated our board. And I forgot the numbers. Was it
you did.
No, those are last week's numbers. You had nine drinks.
We
and
tied.
You had eight.
We were both nine.
We had both had nine.
So you're both, and I had zero. All right. Yeah. I got to make a note to myself to update that during the break.
But you had some Monday.
I had one Monday during the Lions game, and I had two on Friday after work, but it wasn't during watching football.
So right, that's the problem.
The one on Monday doesn't count, right?
No. Thursday and Monday night football, we get for free.
Yeah. Free. No, nothing.
So Wednesday night college football.
Yeah. thanks to everybody that came out to play poker last night.
Good job, Jerry, with your 10-4 off suit.
Always rubs Pete the wrong way.
Well, he's got, they're coming after me. He's in the big blind. He's going to call anything. I thought I made it. Made a nice raise, but that's what happened. You're a bounty, but you did. You went further than me last night. Good job.
Yeah, I was there till about 10 o'clock. I think I was in the final 19 and whatever.
More excitement, Craig Sheeman.
Well,
I was there till 10. Had a good time. Got knocked out earlier than I wanted, but still good showing.
Oh, man, part of the night, there were listeners that thought I was mad at umpire
Jeff
Rice, and I said no, over there.
People are going, hey, Jeff Rice is going to play poker with us tonight. Watch out, Craig.
People are talking.
That's doubtful.
I hope he had a restful night here in Southwest Florida. That's where he lives. He's a lawyer. Look him up. And he moonlights as an official for the NFL, and he screws the Lions out of the playoffs. That's what's going to happen. You watch.
Good time to get
back. One game out of the wild card. It'll be his fault.
You got plenty of time.
No, season's over. Season's over. However, don't
tell
that.
You're declaring your Lions season over. Is that what you're saying?
Pete, I just know how this is going to go, and we're going to struggle around 500. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, I predicted they'd be a 9-7 team. They're going to have 8 wins.
No, no
the season's going to end, and we're going to come up a game short. You watch, mark my word. Everything I say on this show is always true.
So no chance against Minnesota, huh?
I like our chances. Although Minnesota's red hot right now.
They're red hot at home.
That's on our pickskin picks.
They're red hot at home when they play non-divisional opponents.
Right. Yeah. This is on the road against a divisional opponent.
Yeah.
I like your chances this week, Craig.
I do, too. I might go. Yep. We'll see what the point spread is. We won't have to make that decision until Friday.
It's on our board, though.
Yeah.
But given my cold and yelling at Jeff Rice for 4 hours yesterday.
And LeBron James.
And LeBron James. There's more on him, by the way. I'm a little raspy today, and I feel my voice cracking from time to time, so please excuse me. We ask that you please bear with us.
These during these time of troubling times.
Yes, very. All right, we got a we got an exciting show for you here today, as usual. Field Yates will be on at 3:30. We'll talk NFL. We'll get into the Jalen Ramsey thing. In fact, we'll get into that in about 1 minute. And also, I'm very excited. We're going to have a guest at the 4:30 hour, Jerome Jovanovich, who many of you, if you follow Atlanta Braves baseball, he does the Braves. I worked with him in Los Angeles, so I've known him for about 15 years. But I knew of him for like 30 years because he used to be one of the first guys on CNN Headline Sports.
That's
when
right.
CNN Headline News
That's
was
right.
re-racking it every half hour. He and Van Earl Wright, I worked with him too.
And I believe the pride of Gannon University in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Who's that?
Them. Rich Gannon.
Them.
Oh, Rich Gannon.
No,
oh.
Jerome Jordan.
He went to Penn State.
I thought I saw something that you rent to get. He probably did, but maybe he went to both. I don't know.
Either that or he's been globbing on the nearby big school. We'll have to get to the bottom of that story because all I've ever heard in the entire time I've known him is what a huge Penn State fan he was.
Oh, I'm sure he's a Penn State fan, but I think he went to Gannon University
right.
in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Well, nearby. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk a little Penn State, Michigan with him. Big game coming up this weekend at Happy Valley. So we got all that on the board, and spies like us, thanks, Craig. He sounds like he's going through puberty again, or just late. I don't think I sound like that.
Yeah, it's a different sound.
It's a different sound.
It's not the same sound.
However, it is now 7 minutes past the hour. Time to warm up the band with a
six.
Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, tonight's game four of the ALCS between the Astros and Yankees. It is postponed due to expected inclement weather. It's a full-on nor'easter up there. Feel bad for those folks. Woo. On to the NFL, the Dolphins, they're going back to Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's the third time they're changing? Second time?
I lost
something
track.
Like that. Titans, they're in a worse spot. They're turning to Ryan Tannehill to be their starting quarterback. I feel terrible.
Go for it.
And I don't feel terrible for this low life. Trent Brown of the Raiders accused of multiple acts of domestic violence.
Got to get into that too. But first, more importantly, Patriot hater, you're already on my nerves. Stop crying about the Lions. Even if the second call was reversed, the Packers were still in field goal range. Pitiful Lions offense was still most likely needed to score. Yeah, no bleep, Sherlock. But instead of having 0 seconds left on the clock, there would have been a minute 45. And Matthew Stafford is capable of completing two passes against that Packers secondary and getting a long field goal from Prater.
Packers, huh?
Yeah. Just...
The Packers.
That's actually how they say it up there.
Pretty accurate.
So I did hear my laugh of the day goes out to Numbnut at 345 Park Avenue. It was in Fort Lauderdale.
Roger Goodell.
actually heard it live today on ESPN. He sees no evidence of teams tanking.
That's a good one, Roger.
That's great. I thought I was watching Jim Gaffigan. I thought I was watching Jim Gaffigan.
Way to spin that knee slapper.
I was waiting for that Jim Gaffigan voice to go, why am I saying this?
There's not multiple teams tanking.
It doesn't matter. He said
it's
no
one.
It's one.
No evidence of anybody.
I mean, the Bengals and the Redskins are just bad.
They're inept.
That's normal.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
Miami's trying to do this. Cincinnati and Washington, they want to be good.
He emphasized the competitiveness of the league and said, quote, we don't see that, unquote. There are signs of teams doing anything other than trying to win games.
Well, I believe the Dolphins have closed the margin of loss in every single game this year.
They're getting better. They're improving. Are their schedules getting easier?
Well, they lost by 49 to Baltimore, 43 to New England, 30 to Dallas. Yeah, it's getting a lot better, guys.
It's getting better. Down to one. And again, remember we talked about a draft lottery? He was also asked about the prospect of instituting a draft lottery to lessen a team's incentive to finish with the worst record in the league. Goodell said the league finds the draft successful on many fronts and that there's no, quote, active consideration being given to changing the format to include a lottery.
Well, I wouldn't mess with that draft.
That's the best thing going.
It's the best thing.
It's the best non-sport event, sporting event on TV.
It's the best sporting event in spring.
Masters? Close?
March Madness.
Again, I'm aware of all the great sporting events in spring. I know what
Put
I just said.
Put it on the poll.
I know what I said.
What's the best spring event? Masters? March Madness.
Opening day.
Or the baseball. NFL draft. I don't even think NFL opening day for Major League Baseball could even apply. They're not even in the conversation anymore.
Yes,
we can go four options, so opening day.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's coming in last, and that'll be in single digits.
Duke beat North Carolina.
Actually, they had to wait until the spring last year to beat North Carolina. The Tar Heels got the better of the Dukies in both winter matchups.
There you go. All right, let's put it. That's a great poll question for today as we're in the middle of fall. But that's okay. I like looking ahead. All right, Pete Shepard, I was taking my break at poker yesterday, and I run into you out in the hallway or the lobby, if you will.
Yeah, the lobby.
And you're pointing to the TV above your shoulder because last night there was breaking news. Jalen Ramsey has indeed been traded. He's been traded to the Rams for two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick. I mean, what you talk about blockbuster. I'm sure the Rams feel like they're getting a player they needed. Aqib Talib has been out. They made the trade the other day to Marcus Peters, got him out. And they needed a guy. And then on the other hand, the Jaguars get three picks out of this. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and we should have snuffed this out yesterday. After Talib went on injured reserve and, you know, Peters was, again, like you said, traded to the Rams, should have seen the writing on the wall a little bit that they were going to make a move. Now, because Khan, said he would not trade Jalen Ramsey. I thought maybe come up with some sort of blockbuster deal for them. But the problem the Rams are going to have in all of this, unless they franchise
him next
year.
There's several problems. Go ahead.
Yes.
He's got total autonomy here.
Yes.
He has them by the gonads. I mean, he really does.
Yeah, but the thing is they have to offer him a big deal because they gave up so much for him.
Unless they franchise him.
They kill him.
Now, why am I feeling if he franchise? And I'll tell you what.
He'll have a back injury if he gets franchised.
You're talking about when they gave Khalil Mack all that money, you know, with the Bears.
Yeah.
And all that, and some of these other defensive ends.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly can make the case that being the number one or tied for number one cornerback with Stephon Gilmore, whatever, both of them are great, and Ramsey is going to demand more money, I think, than and should. A top-ranked cornerback probably deserves more money than the defensive end. So
absolutely,
he's going to want a crap load of money.
So he's got the rest of this year, and he's got next year. They have him under contract for 26 more games. Let's follow the bouncing ball on this. And by the way, the Rams.
Oh, he's not playing under this contract next year.
Right.
Oh,
right,
no way.
Right.
So he just won't show up next year.
If they franchise him, he won't show up. Probably. I can see that coming.
Yeah.
So he's got them.
You always say the way to build your team is through the draft. The Rams have no first round picks for 5 years now because they gave up for Jared Goff. They gave up for Brandon Cooks. They gave up two for Jalen Ramsey. They're going to go a five-year stretch without a first-round pick.
And isn't it amazing how the barometric pressure changes from Jacksonville to L.A. and clears up your back problems just like that?
Instantly.
You know, instantly. Yes. But who's to say that his back issues won't flare up again next year?
They will.
You never know.
Now, Deion Sanders is already coming, and Deion says he doesn't expect Jalen to be in Los Angeles long. Says, first of all, he's getting killed on the 13% state tax from going from Florida to California.
That's right.
Absolutely. He is going to want top dollar. There's no doubt about it. And he wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Ramsey is just the ultimate businessman like Deion and just bounced around from deal to deal. But, man, you gave up so much for him. You got to
have to.
But when they do.
Well, remember, Darrell Revis did this for a little while, too.
Yeah. But when they do, let's say they back up the Brinks truck and pay the guy. I mean, do they have enough money to do this? Aaron Donald, Jared Goff, Todd Gurley. There's only so much money. I mean, they let Ndamukong Suh go. They couldn't keep him.
He's 25, though, on October 24. He's not even 25 years old
yet. Their best pass rusher on the edge, Dante Fowler, his contract is up at the end of the season.
What are they going to do? Their window's over. It's closing quickly.
I didn't like the move from the Rams perspective because of what you just said. They've got so much. They're paying top dollar to running back. They're paying top dollar to defensive linemen. They're paying top dollar.
They're going to defensive linemen, and I know he's double teamed a lot,
but it's an interior.
He's not doing a lot.
Right.
Statistically.
Now, Jared Goff is the fourth highest paid quarterback in the league behind Rodgers, Roethlisberger, and Wilson. But there's only so much money to go around.
I don't know the salary cap numbers right off the top of my head, but the Rams don't have another first-round pick until 2022.
Well, they won't be spending money on that then. And at least they got that going for it.
But that's what they need.
So they better hit on those second and third rounders.
They can hit on all they want on defensive backs, so that's great, you know. But you got your quarterback throwing for 78 yards last week. There's your problem right there.
That's a huge problem. And you're not, yeah, and you're not getting sacks out of Aaron Donald like
no.
you just said.
Well,
again, he is double teamed. I mean, he was much more effective with Sue taking up some space last year.
Sacks to me can be a little fascist, you know, like strikeouts, as they
but
say.
You put that in him with them losing three games in a row right now. This team is broken right now. I don't know if Jalen Ramsey's going to walk right in and fix the problems.
No, I mean, he's going to help, but again, you know, the best secondary is the one that has a good front four that can get at least not so much sacks, but get pressure on the quarterback, let them to scramble around out there. But you know, the Rams do look like a loss. They look a little lost right now. Not that they can't turn it around.
Yeah.
But I mean, Jared Goff can't pass 78 yards a game.
No,
it can't happen. I mean, that looked like what's his name was coaching Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher. Jared Goff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But
which I duly pointed out on my CNote NFL power rankings.
Oh, did you?
Footnote. I mean, they're paying their kicker.
That's exactly what it said.
They're paying their kicker over $2 million a year.
Well, that's about right, right?
Greg Zuerlein? I don't think most teams are paying their kicker
Jason
that much.
Really?
Ramsey was a null. Goal nulls.
Yeah.
Get that? They wish he had him.
Are kickers that cheap? I thought kickers made like $4 million, the good ones.
Some.
Yeah, $2 million seems cheap for Greg the Leg.
So, I mean, this year the Rams have seven guys making over $10 million a year.
Okay, that's a problem.
Right. Michael Brockers, Andrew Whitworth, left tackle, Dante Fowler, who I believe it is the last year of his deal, Todd Gurley, Brandon Cooks. They signed him to a big deal, remember?
Yeah.
Aaron Donald, Jared Goff. Like, they've...
All right, so you got a big chunk of your salary already gone. You're right now, I mean, it's still early, but you've lost the three in a row. There's a history in the NFL of Super Bowl losers not even making the playoffs the next year. And then what? And like you guys just said, Jalen Ramsey's going into the offseason and he's going to make some noise. He's going to say, look, pay me. And they're going to have to because of what they gave up for him. And there's even more money gone. They're going to have to start letting people go. And it feels like the Rams window, it came, it went quickly, and now it's closing. And you look at the rise of the 49ers, and the Seahawks look like they're okay as long as Russell Wilson can walk. I mean, that's tough sledding for the Rams.
The Rams are going into next offseason right now with just over $31 million in cap space.
Into next season?
Into next season, yeah, so 2020.
Okay, can they give it all to Jalen Ramsey? Or not, I mean, over...
Well, you don't need to give it all to him, but, you know,
he's going
to
want 20 mil. He's going to want 20.
All right, now, they've given up 105 points the last three games.
Xavien Howard is the top-paid cornerback in the league, and he just got signed to a six-year, $75 million deal. $15 million a year is the going rate for a top
He's going to get more than that.
Level
he's
corner. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
He's going to get. He'll probably shoot for 100 mil.
So, Xavien Howard.
Over five.
Yeah.
He's going to shoot for 20 mil.
Yeah.
He signed a $75 million contract, $75.25 million contract with 46 of that guaranteed. Becomes a free agent in 2025. So, yeah. So, I mean, he's looking at $15 million a year. You got to think a guy like Jalen Ramsey is going to come in and say, okay, you know, 16 is the starting number. 15.5 is the starting number. Well, and more guaranteed as well.
Yeah.
Like I said, they've given up now 105 points the last three games, 55 to Tampa, 30 to Seattle, 20 to San Fran. Now, they have a chance to turn it around.
I was going to say, what's coming up on their schedule?
At the Falcons.
Oh, that's a win.
Well.
Now, the Falcons are a dumpster fire. Go ahead. I'll give them the win.
Probably, but I don't know. It'll be a good test for that secondary.
I put Skittles on it.
Bengals at home should be a win.
Oh, yeah,
and at the Steelers, which I don't know. That's not going to be an easy
that's
win.
That's
win a bull. And then they're home versus the Bears, which...
That could be tough.
Trubisky, that's a Sunday
Trubisky
night game.
Trubisky may play this week, by the way.
Yeah, this one's not until 11-17. Then they're home against the Bears, home against the Ravens, at the Cardinals. Home against Seahawks. Then they have a real tough end of their schedule. At Dallas, at San Fran, and then home against the Cardinals.
They're not making the playoffs, are they? I mean,
they're going to have a tough time.
It's not looking good.
Justin Tucker's the highest paid kicker. He gets $5 million a year.
Yeah.
Robbie Gould, who I believe, no, he's not franchise tagged, 4.75.
Yeah, see, I thought the good ones made over four.
Goskowski, 4.25. Chris Boswell for the Steelers, 4.2.
That's a lot of people making more than Greg Zuerlein.
No, it is a lot. Yeah, you're right. He's a lot lower on that list than I thought.
Yeah. Huh. Very good. All right.
Well, anyway, that's interesting. The other interesting NFL, well, which we kind of thought was going to happen, is that the Miami Dolphins. Oh, well, they're going with Ryan Fitzpatrick going to start
switching
Sunday
back
against
and
Buffalo.
Forth. He can't make up his mind. That comes down to this.
I don't think
Josh Rosen's awful, and Ryan, he's got to do it to save his locker room. I think the guys want to play for Fitzpatrick. I think that's what it comes down to.
I don't know.
And they've already made their decision on Josh Rosen. He can't play. Yeah.
They figured it out. They figured it out. Between preseason, letting him go, and it was the Redskins. If you can't put up decent numbers against that defense,
yeah,
maybe this league isn't for you.
Wow. Is he that big of a bust? I mean, this guy, there were some people that thought he was going to be the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, but Buffalo's going to make Fitzpatrick and turn him into mincemeat on
Sunday. Oh, there's no doubt about that. So,
no, everybody will turn every quarterback into mincemeat. There's nothing protecting these quarterbacks.
But at
it's
least,
a lose-lose scenario.
At least with Fitzpatrick, you get the, hey, maybe today's that day where he just goes nuts. I'm Brian Flores, I go to Fitzpatrick. I say, look, man, if you throw four interceptions today, you're not getting pulled. Go out there and throw the rock.
Chuck it, baby.
Go out there, sling the ball, go deep. Let's see what we got here. I don't care about losing.
Now, what happens if Mike Vrabel finds lightning in a bottle with Ryan Tannehill and they kind of get on a mini roll?
Well, Mariota's out of there. Done.
Look,
they made that move today. Mariota's done.
We know if Ryan Tannehill can lean on a good defense, a solid running game.
10 wins,
he
baby.
Can lead a team to 10 wins.
It was 13-16 last week for 144 yards, but they still lost 16-0.
Well, but he came in when it was 16-0.
Yeah, I agree.
He held status quo.
He's better than Mariota.
Yes,
he's more consistent than Mariota. Let me say that. I think Mariota,
more
when he's
steady.
Playing at his best, is better than Tannehill. But you're going to get a more consistent performer with Tannehill.
Mm. Yeah,
I just feel bad for you, Tennessee Titans fans.
You know, that's funny, because 2 years ago, you were all up Ryan Tannehill's business. You loved him. You were his biggest defender.
I had to.
You're like, look, guys, I know he's been hurt, but his last 16 games, he's won like 13 of them
something
like
that.
Yeah,
that was a fact.
Yeah.
Well, they're home against the Chargers this week.
More the roster surrounding him.
Tennessee's home this week against the Chargers, which I think is a winnable game. Hmm. And then they're home against Tampa Bay, which...
Tennessee's against Tampa Bay?
Tennessee is
you
home
gotta
versus
let,
the Chargers. And then
you
got to
let Mariota start that game. You got to let Mariota go against Jameis Winston head-to-head for one last fling.
I don't think so. No, we can't.
Absolutely.
That's no sentimentality.
Both guys fighting for their careers. That would be awesome must-see TV.
Hey, Jameis could get benched by that game. Who knows?
Ooh.
No, as a matter of fact, Bruce Arians says, no, I'm not giving up on him yet.
Constant, he wasn't going to trade Ramsey either. I mean,
you haven't heard the clip yet.
Oh, yeah. Sarcasm?
No, not sarcasm, just...
That's where I think it's...
He was asked, you know, if it happens again, yes, I'm very concerned.
There's some there?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Speaking of concern, back to Ramsey for just a moment on the Jaguars side. Doug Marrone, very frustrated in his press conference trying to explain the trade because the team's position was we're not trading him and all of a sudden he's gone. He got very frustrated. He pretty much said, look, that's for Dave Caldwell and Tom Coughlin to answer. I wonder if they're if they're on the same page.
That's the owner.
Well, the owner's on the same page as Doug Marrone. He says I didn't want to trade him. That's what he said publicly. I gotta go with it.
I don't know that for sure. You don't think that Khan is the one that made the final decision?
I think Khan is the reason he hasn't been traded yet. I think Khan wanted to keep him. That's what I think.
Well, then there's a problem.
And Pete Shepard?
Then there's a problem.
That's just how I feel about it.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Just your opinion.
Ask me anything. Ask me about China, Hong Kong.
Not talking about China anymore.
Well, that's just how I feel.
Yep.
That's just it.
And you will not be commenting any further on that, right?
I will not be.
See, if somebody else
That's
does.
What he said. He said he's not commenting anymore.
Nope.
I'll let you know about that. We've got a World Series, too, or at least one participant in the World Series. It's so nice that Bryce Harper's not involved.
What a run
we'll
by
discuss
the Washington
that.
Nationals.
When we come back a little bit. Don't forget, check out our website at 993ESPN.com.
That was his birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Today.
Yes, today.
Today he gets to sit in his birthday and go, I'm not in the World Series with my former teammates. It is awesome. Check out my CNote NFL power rankings. They are spot on, 1 through 32. Pete's real college football top 10's a little shaky. It's there. Go to the website.
My top 10 is so much superior to your – you have people that win games that drop 11 spots.
Hey, it's tough. This is pro football on my side. You're dealing with kids, please. College. I'm the pros. There's no
Craig goes home. He downloads the All-22 from every game over the weekend. He's getting his notepad out. He's really dissecting the matchups on the field, not just the final score. Right, Craig?
Right, Chris. Thank you. Thank you for being observant. You can catch those polls at 993ESPN.com. It is Sheba to Shepherd. 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. Sheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Later on, Field Yates will join us. We'll talk some NFL football and the Jalen Ramsey trade. Jerome Jurenovich will join us at the 4:30 hour. We'll have some fun with the Penn State-Michigan game, among some other things. All that coming up on the program. Really not much to say more about LeBron and China because he says he's no longer talking about it. That's it. That's his statement. I would not have had a problem had he said that the day before. He says, look, just not going to talk about it. And got a lot less. Maybe would have still received criticism for that, too, because LeBron's one of those guys. Damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. But that probably would have been, instead of criticizing Daryl Morey and saying he was uninformed and uneducated, I think just saying, look, I'm really not going to talk about China anymore. I'm getting ready to play for a championship. That would have been the Bill Belichick answer. I'm getting ready for the season. I don't have time for this China stuff anymore.
That's all you got to do.
Probably would have been the right answer.
That's all you got to do. I want to say a quick shout out to, it was a great story, Fort Myers High School and head coach Sam Sirianni's dedication to the team. Was given two tickets to the Super Bowl, and I can't remember the kid's name who did it. Gave it to him, former Jacksonville Jaguar fullback. But I retweeted the story. It's pretty cool for everything that he's done. But it's a great story. Great coach.
Yeah,
I never met the man personally yet, but I know about him. And the guy's like a legend. The whole family is basically.
Yeah, the Sirianni's have been coaching at Fort Myers for as long as I can remember. I know it goes back before 1990 when I was born with his dad, senior. I mean, it's him and it's Kramer down in Naples. Those are kind of the.
And it was their homecoming game last week. He said, in 32 years, I've never come out at halftime or something like that.
Bohannon?
But yes.
Was that the player?
Tommy Bohannon, yes. For a homecoming game, he said, but I thought they were going to do something with the NFL in 100 years or whatever. So he stood out there, and then Tommy gave him the two tickets to the Super Bowl.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Very cool. Steeler fan.
Sirianni is?
Yes. Yeah.
Won't be seeing the Steelers this year.
Well, that's what he said, but it's still early in the season. Yeah. But it's pretty cool. I tweeted out the video. It's good, good stuff.
Well, that'd be awesome. Cool for a Steelers fan to go watch the Patriots play in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
that's just the experience.
I know. Good for him.
We do have one participant in the World Series already. The Cardinals just didn't show, and the Washington Nationals are in the World Series, and they will await the winner of the Astros and Yankees, which are already postponed tonight due to inclement weather and the nor'easter up there.
Yeah.
So tomorrow will be game four, and then Friday will be game five.
My wife flew up there this morning, and wasn't great.
A little rough? Tough sledding?
Yep.
Wow. Well, we mentioned this going to the break. Today is Bryce Harper's birthday. This is the guy that wanted all the money in the world, left the Nationals, goes to the Phillies, is sitting at home watching on his birthday his old teammates making it all the way to the World Series. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic story. And
Well, he got his manager fired in Philadelphia.
Got his manager fired in Philly.
Helped get him fired.
Yeah.
Although there's some dissension there about that. Speaking about, you know, Coughlin, what's going on with Khan, there was some dissension in Philadelphia between ownership and the front office, and there seemed to be a split decision there. But nevertheless, Kapler's gone. Joe Maddon's with the Angels now. He's going to be a stud there.
A stud. No, the city of, well, Orange County, because it's always going to be a Dodgers town. They will love Maddon there with the Angels. I think that's a great fit. That's a home run, no pun intended. And, you know, I still feel bad for the guy. I mean, you win a World Series for a city that hasn't won one in 108 years.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, I know things haven't been going well the last year, year and a half. I don't know. Yep. There are no such thing as lifetime contracts in baseball, but it's been 108 yep. years. Guy got you a title.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should have been treated better and maybe allowed to stay. But that's not my decision to make.
No, but it's just, you know, if you don't win now, you're fired.
Yeah.
And that's there's going to be a lot of firing. There's been a lot of unnecessary firings. There's no patience anymore. There's no building. It's like win or be gone.
Yeah.
There's no process anymore. No one enjoys the ascent to the top. It's just right to the top. Don't pay your dues. Don't build. Just yep. win or be gone.
Did you see what the average ticket for a Nationals World Series ticket cost is already? $1,225
mm-hmm.
and probably going up at that point.
And then there'll be all politicians there.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
All
yeah.
people who have seen like two pitches all year long.
Yep.
That'll be in the stands.
All right. Now
games.
That the Nationals are in, and if correct me if I'm right, the Nationals are the formerly the Expos, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's only one franchise in baseball that's never made it to the World Series now. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me who it is?
Seattle Mariners.
That was yep. quick. All right. On to the
phones. And the Washington team hasn't made it since
1934.
Were
they the Senators?
They won yeah. in 24. They won. The last Washington team to win it was in 24, but a Washington D.C. team hasn't been since 34.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Grayson in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. How are you?
Hey, Grayson.
Hey, guys. I just want to get on and talk about my man, Coach Sirianni.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's
yeah.
from Fort Myers. He's a fantastic guy, not a more deserving guy in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his father have been at Fort Myers for years.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, it made me so happy.
Yeah, and not only at the 100th celebration of the NFL, it's the 100 years celebrating Fort Myers High School as well. They're celebrating their 100th season. That's,
yeah, I'm proud to be a former player there, and it's they've done 100 years of just amazing football there.
How long ago did you play? Like recently or a few years back in the day or what?
Oh, yeah, pretty recently, a couple years ago. I'm a recent grad.
What position were you?
Say what?
What position were you?
I was an offensive guard. I'm a big boy.
All right.
Now, nice. Were you there when they were pulling guards every single play, or were you there when they started to spread it out a little bit more?
I played a little bit of both, but I'm
okay.
happy to have played there when they, yeah, played some old school offense and went down there and beat Naples. So that was awesome.
All right.
There you go, man.
And you like run blocking better than pass blocking, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
What are you doing with your life now? Are you in school? You're out and about? What's your situation now?
Yes, sir. I go to school at FGCU, and I'm a proud Eagle for sure, too. And
nice.
I get to enjoy some Fort Myers football while staying down here, too.
Fantastic, right. man.
How's the football at FGCU? They have a club team. I mean, I know there's I know so many people want them to get a football team at some capacity, but I don't know. It'd be great around here if they could ever pull it off, but I'm not sure. Is there a lot of buzz about trying to get some sort of meaningful football on campus?
You know what? I think a lot of people wanted to have football for FGCU, definitely, and I think they want to wait and do it right, which I don't really necessarily disagree with.
Yeah.
Wait, build up a base, build up some fundraising, and try to open up as successful as a team as you can. So I think the entire area will be excited for that.
It's a good plan.
Well, I can tell you this. You could pick the top 30 kids in that school right now, and I guarantee you they can beat UMass.
Yeah.
Guarantee.
Yeah, that's true. Grayson, thank you for calling. Appreciate that and sharing that. I appreciate that.
That is
239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. Just kind of getting warmed up on a hump day Wednesday.
Yeah, I've always been of the thought that FGCU doesn't need football. I know I'm in the minority down here. It's just such a successful athletic department the whole.
Well, not necessarily Division One, but it would be even if it was Division
Could
three.
They do a double A or what, or FCS?
That's where they'd have to go.
Yeah. Well, I know, but would there be anything wrong with that? Or would they have to go smaller and go Division Three that for football?
I know UCF would sign up to play them.
I'm not sure about that, but it's such a successful athletic department over there.
Yeah.
When you put a football program in, it's going to suck every dime from any other program.
That's a great point.
So do you want to have a successful men's, ladies basketball program? I know their soccer programs are really good.
Baseball's
over there.
Baseball's awesome.
Swimming, baseball, and softball are excellent programs.
And those are the first ones to get cut. I say this example all the time. You go back and really look at the history of Temple, and yeah, their football team is maybe better than it has been in a long time, the last couple of years. That football team bankrupted that athletic department and caused several teams like the baseball team and others, men and women's sports, are shut down, and UMass is headed in the same direction.
Yeah, it's,
if they don't be careful.
It's a money suck.
And UConn is, too. That football team, they suck, too. I mean,
I'm glad you mentioned that. That reminds me, I saw this. And by the way, Stammer Time says Ave Maria has a college football team. I want to know, is it Division III, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
You mentioned UConn. So apparently the AAC championship game waiver is going to be decided. Now, when UConn leaves the AAC, they don't qualify. They can't have a conference championship. They don't have 12 teams. That affects Central Florida.
Wait. Mm-hmm. You can have a conference championship game without 12 teams?
Mm.
The Big 12 does it.
They have a waiver.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part.
And now the AAC is waiting to hear if they're going to get one.
Okay.
You know what they'll do? I wonder if they'll try to stick another team in there.
Well, that's what's going to be decided. Are they going to add somebody or are they going to try and get a waiver? Let's go to the phones.
I mean, is UMass going to replace them? Are they going to have to go? They have to go the independent route.
That's not going
to
help UCF.
I totally agree.
You got to get a better team.
It makes it worse.
I know.
There aren't good teams just hanging out there.
Oh, of course, you got Liberty. You freeze.
That's my point right here. I mean, unless you want to bring in another academy,
I'd be all for it.
You've already got it's Army, right?
Notre Dame. Notre Dame will join the AAC. No, you got Liberty, Notre Dame, Army, BYU, UMass.
So it's Navy. Navy's in the AAC.
And New Mexico.
Pull in BYU. It makes no sense geographically, but it's a decent program.
No. Oh, yeah. I think it makes sense. You know what? They should go for Army. That's what they should go
Army
for.
Army makes sense,
Army
I think.
Army makes a lot of sense.
Army, Navy now. Yep. You bring in the...
Yeah.
Except they don't want that.
Would you consider that the Baltimore TV market?
Yeah, but...
Army's New York.
Army's upstate New York. New York.
Okay.
But Navy would be
beautiful.
More Maryland.
Mikey Stadium around this time of year.
Lock
if
it in.
If you've never been, it is fantastic.
I
it is absolutely beautiful. But can you imagine Army in the East, the Navy in the West, and then they have to play for the conference championship, then play the Army? They would never do that.
No. That makes too much sense.
Yeah.
Junebug in the Cape. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Junebug.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Love your show. Always
thanks,
listen
man.
Every day.
Thank you.
I'm a Yankees fan, and I just got the word that they announced their Game 4 and Game 5 starters, which I think actually the Northeastern kind of helped them because they didn't really know what they were going to do for Game 4.
You might be right.
But now they got Tanaka and Paxton lined up, so
yeah.
I think this actually kind of helps them.
Well, yeah. I mean, if Tanaka pitches the way he did in the opener, yeah. I mean, that's a game they won because of him.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, they hit the ball pretty well, but I mean, that's the starting pitcher that's been a big part of this series already. So.
But you're going to have to face Verlander and Cole in game six and seven in Houston.
I still like the
Astros. Good luck!
I still like the Astros' chances, but Astros broke a losing streak in Yankee Stadium. They hadn't won there in the last four games.
Well, I know last year in the
ALCS,
it was they split it. The home team won every game.
ALDS last
year. ALDS last year, yeah.
And thank you, Haba, man. Ave Maria is NAIA in their football program. I did ask that earlier. All right, Sound Street come up next, and in the 3 o'clock hour, we've got Field Yates to talk some football, NFL football with us from ESPN. So we got a lot to do. And don't forget, this Saturday, the Gators trying to rebound from this last weekend. They take on South Carolina, 11 a.m. airtime.
Red alert
kickoff.
Game.
Brought to you by Creel Tractor and Dental Design. Did you hurt yourself again in the
No, I said, wow, I'm looking at the results of our Twin Peaks Twitter poll right now.
Yeah.
Shocking results.
All right, we'll share those with you people as well. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd.
Disagree.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Baseball last night. The former Expos, now the Nationals. Final out. Here's the radio call on 106.7 The Fan. They're going to the World Series.
Hudson has the sign now from Gomes. Coming set. Looks like they want to go in. Here's the kick now. The pitch. Fastball is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under and waiting. And he makes the catch. He makes the catch. Bang. Soon go. We'll have a World Series in the nation's capital.
There you go. I tell you, tickets are going for $1,200 already.
Games 1 and 2, though, in Houston or
New York. Wait, per
ticket?
Per ticket. Hey, man, this is the World Series.
Every fraud politician is going to be there. Every fraud politician is going to be there.
Davey Martinez always believed in this particular group.
I'll be the first to say, you know, I never doubted these guys. I really didn't. I kept telling myself, hey, stay with them. Stick to the process. Stay positive. Teach. And as soon as everybody gets healthy, we'll make a run. We'll make a run. And this, you know, we'll get back in this thing. Didn't know how far we'd get back in it. But I really believe that these guys could turn us around right from the get-go, and they did. And we played really well.
How about this stat?
After May 24th, we played playoff baseball throughout the rest of the year, and the result is what you see.
Nationals never managed to advance in the postseason since arriving, 0-4 in the NLDS over the last seven, including 3 Game 5 losses at home. And first baseman Ryan Zimmerman was a Nationals' first draft pick, Craig.
That's right.
And he was there for everything.
And then he left and came back and all that.
Yeah.
And Bryce Harper is not with them. That's the best part of the story.
He fainted last night.
Mike Schilt from the Cardinals, say that name 5 times fast. Credit the Nats. They beat them soundly.
They beat us, you know, clearly. Hats off to them. They played really good baseball. They pitched very, very well. Their bats heated up as the series went. You know, they played the game the right way. It's a class group. And like I said, they beat us. And we tip our hat to them and wish them nothing but the best. It's a very classy group that plays the game right. A lot of veterans that a lot of time in. But, you know, their pitching was the difference in this series.
Craig, over 8 decades ago, Washington, the Senators lost to the Giants in 5. Have to go back further to 1924. That's when the Senators defeated the Giants. Last time they won a World Series.
Didn't Fidel Castro play for them once, or in their minor league system, once upon a time, back in the day?
I believe you are correct.
How the world would change. Mm-hmm. Over the American League, the Astros beat the Yankees yesterday 4-1. A.J. Hinch says Garrett Cole is the best pitcher in baseball. He might be right. A.J.
I think he's the best pitcher in baseball right now. I mean, his competition is right next to him in the clubhouse, and they're certainly good pitcher. I watch what Strasburg's doing. I see what Scherzer's doing. DeGrom in this city. I mean, there's a lot of big names, but obviously I'm biased to my guys. But Garrett is locked in, and to see him do it on the big stage in a playoff game with the magnitude of this game, it was pretty awesome.
On the other side, Aaron bleeping Boone frustrated they couldn't break through versus Cole.
You know, it's obviously a little frustrating we weren't able to break through with them, but I think, you know, up and down, we gave ourselves a chance. And anytime you're facing a guy like that, you know, you want that kind of traffic. And we had that in several innings. He made big pitches when he had to. You know, I thought DJ had a really good swing on a ball he hit to center with a couple guys out there. And then DD gets under it just a hair. So anytime, you know, I think we ended up with probably about 9 base runners against him. I mean, you kind of sign up for that. We weren't able to break through. We weren't able to get that hit tonight.
All right. And again, no baseball tonight. It's already been rained out in New York, just to update you there. All right, coming up, this is going to be neat. We got the producer for the Path to Naples Football Championships. If you are involved in youth football at all, or your kids are, you're going to want to hear this conversation. And Field Yates joins us at 3:30 from ESPN. We'll talk about the Jalen Ramsey trade to the Rams and everything else going on in the National Football
League. Roger Goodell also has an update on Antonio Brown.
Oh, is he available?
Fantastic.
Find out.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.